This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Start off with the applause, there's no question about it. And the applause is for the incredible football that many of us watched this past NFL weekend, AFC and NFC championship game. I can't say enough about the last two weekends and how even the mildly interested football fan was interested to see what happened in these games, and for good reason, because it came down to the wire again. So we'll dive into that certainly during this hour of the show. Kate Delaney is always thrilled that you're here with us. I know some of you have maybe a little bit of a sore back because you were shoveling and shoveling and shoveling. And I know because you sent me emails about what was going on. An insane amount of snow fell in the mid-Atlantic states and also in New England. Boston seemed to really get it the worst, just completely, no exaggeration, buried in the white stuff. Luckily, it was the weekend, and so commuting was, for most people, not an issue. But what havoc. 2,000 miles of snow and storm and everything else. And another 2,000 miles are going to happen, apparently, this week as well. This time, it'll be a little bit different. In fact, I am in the eye of this nonsense, because midweek, that's when we're going to see from places like Dallas, Oklahoma City, St. Louis, Kansas City, Chicago, Indianapolis, and Detroit. We, my friends, are in this together. We're in the path of this next storm, and 35 million people will be in the mix of this. Maybe snow totals of up to 6 inches or more for some in that path. Certainly sleet and hail and rain and everything mixed in between could be very, very significant. So already the travel advisories are being thrown out to be avoided mid to late week in many places. Heavy rain from eastern Texas through the Tennessee Valley, and the kind that can create flash flooding and severe, severe weather. Now for the storm that just was. On Monday, the Northeast continued to clean up from that blizzard that dumped 30 inches of snow in some areas, led to 3 deaths. It's amazing. It was just 3. 3 is too many, but it could have been much higher. Boston tied a record for the biggest single-day snowfall on Saturday, 23.6 inches, the Weather Service says. And now just 20 miles south to that city, a place called Staunton, Massachusetts, they got the most snow of the storm, 30 inches plus. Some sections of New York completely blanketed by more than a foot. It was fun to see some of the pictures the next day. I think people were out playing in the snow if they could do that. But there were people without power. It was nightmarish. Although there was a fun snowball fight in Washington Square Park in New York City's Greenwich Village during the snowstorm. Somehow we can always find a way. Not fun if you were trying to drive. People had cars that got stuck and people were trying to help other people. And there was, like I said, a lot of probably sore backs because you're digging, digging, digging. And also in some places of Massachusetts, you had waves crashing over oceanfront homes. And that's not good, because when you look out, you see waves hitting your window. So cars were stuck. Things like the floods in some places happened. And then there was the enjoyment for some the next day, Sunday into Monday, where you got to sled, maybe make an angel, make a snowman, and just have the time off if you didn't have downed power lines and power out. I think the coolest shot that I've seen of the whole thing was a bicycle delivery worker making his way, you could see through snow-covered Times Square. How they ride bikes in the snow, I have no idea. I have no idea. And then people being very careful about going downstairs because of what the storm brought on Saturday and then Sunday, certainly in the city of New York, but like I said, so many other places too as well. So perhaps you were forced indoors more than you wanted to be, and you watched those football games that I referenced, and somebody has to lose them, right? But it's so hard to come, I think, out on the other side of that. And there were two teams that had to do it, and one of the teams I thought for sure was going to punch their ticket to the third Super Bowl. They didn't. And I am quite excited, as somebody who has ties to Ohio, having gone to school there and people treating me so well in the great state of Ohio. In overtime, the Bengals beating the Chiefs 27-24 for the AFC Championship win and a trip to the Super Bowl for the first time in 33 years. The Rams knock off the 49ers 20-17 in the NFC Championship game. The Super Bowl will be held at their home stadium, SoFi Stadium in L.A., and you could see lots of celebrities in the crowd and a lot of excited people, but there were also a lot of 49er fans. And just like the Chiefs, the 49ers had the edge in the game, but the Rams came back. And the Bengals, wow, erasing a massive 18-point deficit to end up beating the Chiefs in overtime. For goodness sake, the Chiefs even won the toss, and you think Pat Mahomes wins the toss, he's going to get it done. But instead, it was an interception that did him in, and the Chiefs ultimately. So that's that. The Super Bowl comes up, the week of 9 through 15. And it means that we'll hear all kinds of stories about what else is going on in the world of football until we get to the game itself. And it's always a game that lots of people watch, but will they watch these teams that were not expected to get there, that don't have the big seeding, the big numbers that some of the other teams had heading into this? And I still think people will watch because it's the Super Bowl. You go to parties or have a party, or you just watch because it's almost like a national holiday in the United States of America. It truly is. People who could care less about football are asked, did you watch the Super Bowl? Or did you watch the commercials? What was the best commercial? What did you think? What was the best food that you ate at the Super Bowl? And, of course, it is the biggest day, or certainly one of them, for pizza deliveries. Thousands and thousands and thousands of pizzas are delivered throughout the game. It is a very, very big deal. And will these two teams live up to what has now happened with six games, really, from this past weekend and the weekend before? And will we see some exciting football? I think there's a good chance that we will see some great football. And I believe, like I said, football is a major factor. I mean, more than 20,000 tons of chips will be eaten on Super Bowl Sunday. That's the prediction anyway. 8 million pounds of, and I said it right, 8 million pounds of guacamole. I talk about it in my book, Invade the Man Cave, Sports Secrets Guys Don't Share. How about that? Get the guac ready, but we still have 2 weeks. All right, coming up next, ketamine and why many people are using ketamine to help with their anxiety, help with other issues that they're having. John Huber, Dr. John, joins us next to talk about that.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Dr. John Huber, he's a mental health professional. He's done it for 2 decades, and he's been on the show many, many times in the past. He is also the Trip Sitter Clinic founder and CEO. And I'll tell you what, a lot of people are talking about ketamine and what ketamine therapy can do. He certainly knows all about that. I love what I see with Trip Sitter TripSitter.clinic. That's where you go, TripSitter.clinic. Dr. John, how are you?
Amazing, Kate. Thank you for having me on. Thank you. Okay. And by the way, we're starting my third decade.
Wow. See, now, I made you younger. 2 decades plus, though, I said. So, wow. You know what? I'm this is a joke, but I have to say, I do feel like I was on psychedelics as I've been watching the football over the weekend. Was that not crazy? I know you're a fan.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, two great weekends, really, of professional football. Just amazing.
Just absolutely amazing. And, you know, some football players talk about ketamine. So tell me about, and the listeners, about TripSitter.clinic and what it's all about and why you established it.
Well, you know, I've been in mental health for a long time. I finally happened into this medication called ketamine and saw how amazing it was for veterans. And this was going on 8 years ago. And Veteran Administration, a VA doctor, emergency room doctor, kind of started schooling me on this, and we started doing research, and it's just an amazing tool for mental health, whether it's depression, anxiety, or post-traumatic stress disorder, also obsessive-compulsive disorder. It does miracles for all of those, and I say that, it's the medication, it really is. It happens too often to be a quote-unquote miracle. But it's how you use it, and it's not just, you just don't take the medication. There's a process to it, and it takes skill. And I sat back and I saw how expensive it was to do this, and the fact that not everybody has an access to a clinic that does ketamine. And so, you know, I started working with doctors in the Austin, Texas area, and some of those I still work and come in, and we facilitate ketamine-assisted psychotherapy in their office. But COVID hit, and right before COVID hit, I was on a show several times called Liquid Lunch with a guy named John Tobacco, and he introduced me to some investment finance people and some CEOs of some other medical companies and things like that. And then COVID hit, and all of a sudden we're on the phone going, hey, look at what's happening. We have 400% increase in alcohol sales because people are self-medicating because they're stuck at home. And the CDC starts saying, oh, wait a minute, we're having a lot more people that are killing themselves than were before. We're having a lot more people that are suffering from mental health. It's, you know, their estimates over 50% are suffering or were suffering at some point with some sort of mental health issue, whether it's anxiety or depression, you know, any kind of post-traumatic stress disorder, being locked down. I had so many patients who came to me who were survivors of Katrina, the hurricane going through L.A., and now they're, or not L.A., Louisiana, and now they're having to, you know, wear masks, and it reminds them of the masks that they had to wear to be able to go back and clean up their belongings, and they're going into major anxiety attacks and actually reliving their events. And, you know, nobody even thought anything like that would happen. And we had a shortage of mental health practitioners before, and I actually have a treatment that works for a large, I mean, super large percentage of people, but it's really outpriced itself. So I started talking with these investors, and they said, well, what do you want? And I said, I want this thing online. And so that's what we did, and we're in over 20 states now and just growing all the time. You know, you and I have talked about this before, and you said, tell you when Texas is available. Well, I finally have a couple doctors that are now trained here in Texas, and we will be opening up very soon.
Oh, that's great news. Yeah. John, hang on a second. We're going to try to reconnect with you. We got kind of a fuzzy connection here. We can hear what you're saying, but hold on, and we're going to do that again. And, again, we're talking with Dr. John Huber, and as he said, 3 decades a mental health professional, and he's talking about how does this happen? How did he start TripSitter.com? Clinic, because so many people couldn't afford, didn't understand, etc., so much about the whole wellness journey when it comes to treatments like ketamine, treating depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, and bipolar disorder and obsessive compulsive disorder, like he said. And now the fact with what happened through the pandemic, and we've talked to people about this, and we see it with the suicide rates, and we see it with so many other struggles that people can't even find doctors. And so this is so good that John has done this to make this affordable. And John, that's where we were at. You were talking about how you had this interest and you have such a passion for this and you want to help more people, right?
Absolutely. You know, it's unusual, I think, to sit back and think, wow, look at all these people I'm actually seeing. Cause in mental health, it's you could one person at a time. That's all you see right there in front of you. And at the same time, I know that a lot of things take months, if not years, and sometimes decades to reverse. And that's another thing that really just gets me with ketamine, because I see changes sometimes instantaneously. I had a young lady who was sexually assaulted starting at the age of 6, and turns out the perpetrator was her father, and it was identified when she was, you know, 4 years later at 10, prosecuted. He went off to jail, but the daughter was still not the same. You know, she wouldn't let people touch her, hug her. She wore everything oversized. She didn't care if you brushed her hair, that kind of stuff. And, you know, the attorneys had suggested the family get counseling, and they tried counseling. They tried all different types of group therapy, family therapy. And finally, they kept going back to these attorneys, and they went to this one attorney who I'd worked with several times in court and actually has sent me their own family members. And all of a sudden, you know, this young lady walks into my office, and we get her treated, and it was an amazing event. I mean, we hooked her up to the IV. You can actually watch what happened with another patient of mine who was gracious enough to allow me to film it and get professional editors on a thing called 60-second documentaries. You go to 60-second doc and look for TripSitter, and you see how we do an IV in brick and mortar. And this young lady, you know, walked out of that doctor's office 3 hours later a different person. And I've gotten calls from grandparents, aunts, uncles, saying, hey, you got us our little girl back. You know, it's a miracle. It's a miracle. And I'm like, no, it's the medication and using it right. I mean, that's really what it is. And
Yeah, and that's the key. So if people want to find out more about it, like you said, 20 states, Texas is coming. How can they find out more? They can go to tripsitter.clinic, right?
.clinic, exactly. We wanted to make sure that everybody knew we were a medical practice. We're not some fly-by-night thing. We have, you know, our teams of doctors across the country. We have a system of compounding pharmacies. And this is important because, you know, this isn't a standard medication that you can get in these types of dosages at your regular pharmacy. You know, ketamine is a dissociative anesthesia. It's used in hospitals and surgical centers for surgery. It's used in pediatric offices for procedures done on young children because it's so safe. And, you know, in fact, my first exposure to it was my son was about three and a half years old, and he bit his tongue almost completely in half, and we had to have it surgically sewn back together. And we're in the emergency room, and I have privileges at some other hospitals, but not there. And I'm a psychologist. I'm not even an MD. And the emergency room doctor goes, hey, if you can help out, you know, I'll sign off for you, and I'll tell you what to do. If you can help out, you know, we'll get you guys in and out. Because this was like the day after Christmas, and we're supposed to be going skiing and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, sure, why not? And he goes, well, we're going to use ketamine. And I'm like, and he had to explain the whole thing to me. And he said, you know, as they come out of the anesthesia, he will probably be hallucinating. And one of the other things he said was it's an amnesic. In other words, he won't remember the hallucinations.
Which is great, which is wonderful. We will definitely have you back on. Dr. John Huber, again, tripsitter.clinic. You have all those personal stories. It's wonderful. Online ketamine therapy. How can it help you? Check it out. As always, fun to have you on. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Kate.
Coming up next, Howard Hessman dies. We've got an assistant director on one of his shows with a...
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden said Monday his administration is committed to improving the border crisis by trying to, quote, figure out why migrants are leaving their home countries for the U.S. in the first place. K.T. McFarland, the former deputy national security advisor under President Donald Trump, spoke with Fox News.
The irony is that we're talking a lot about the Ukrainian border, and yet we're not talking about the southern border of the United States. It turns out that to be a member of NATO, you have to have a secure border. We don't have a secure border in the south.
The White House says President Joe Biden will meet with Senate Judiciary Committee leaders on Tuesday to discuss the upcoming U.S. Supreme Court vacancy when Justice Stephen Breyer retires. A recent ABC News poll shows 76% of Americans want Biden to consider all potential nominees, not just female black candidates. You're listening to USA Radio News. Some GOP leaders are sounding off, saying America's pandemic response could have been better.
The human toll and the economic devastation from COVID-19 has been a challenge to the world like no other. Second opinions in the medical industry have been ongoing forever until this pandemic struck our shores. How can anybody take a look at our response to COVID-19 and call it a success? So says Senator Ron Johnson, a Republican from Wisconsin, on Newsmax.
If you're going to get a second opinion on a serious illness, wouldn't you approach a doctor or consult a doctor that has actually treated the condition as opposed to relying on the opinion of public health officials that don't treat patients at all? That is what America for the last 2 years has relied on.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is applying pressure to lawmakers to make headway on annual government spending legislation with just weeks to go before current funding is set to lapse. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Charlie Moore, I'm a substitute teacher.
Bernadette Mira, assistant principal. You're late, Mr. Moore. You missed the pledge of the flag.
I did that at home.
Room 19.
19, thank you.
Oh, Mr. Moore. Look, I better warn you about your first period class.
Warn me? I've taught in the toughest high schools in New York City.
All right, that was Howard Hessman, who just passed away, and he was on several shows that certainly we know. One of them, besides WKRP in Cincinnati and all the guest starring roles that he had all over the place, he was also Charlie Moore in the television show Head of the Class, which was a huge sensation. And my pal Annie Zadarovich, who now is a bigwig with Premier Radio Networks, was at the time an assistant director on that show. She's a member in the DGA, and she joins us now to talk about Howard Hessman, and I'm certain we're going to talk about those Rams as she's there in Los Angeles. Hey, Annie.
Hey, Kate. How you doing?
So what is your recollection of Howard Hessman? What was it like for you? You know, you were young in the business. What was he like to work with on Head of the Class?
Well, the one thing that I can remember about Howard was he was a very nice man. We have moments of you know, discord like any actor, but the main thing was he was not a comedian. He could be a funny guy, and he is, but he was an actor. So those were parts. Johnny Fever on WKRP, Charlie Moore on Head of the Class. Because we've lost two recently, and Bob Saget. I worked for about a year on also Full House with Bob Saget. He was a comedian. He was funny even when the director yelled cut. and he was doing jokes. And Saget was a funny, funny man. Howard Hessman was not that. Howard Hessman was an actor who got comedic parts. And the writing is what was funny. When it was Howard in real life, he wasn't funny. I mean, he was kind of a deadpan humor, kind of sarcastic in a nice way. But he wasn't ha-ha funny. And then I remember Bob Saget being ha-ha funny. I mean, Bob Saget, John Stamos, and Dave Coulier used to have a kind of a no-kid zone room where they could go and be themselves and tell dirty jokes and do stuff like that, because that was when Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen were literally, you know, one-year-old, two-year-olds, and I was a junior assistant director on that show for a year, and I was mainly one of the wranglers where I'd have to go and get Candice Bure and Jody Sweetin from their teachers, because they were all in school. And thank God, on Head of the Class, we only did that for a short time when we had one underage actor. But all the actors on Head of the Class were playing 18-year-olds, and they were all 26, 27, 30 years old. But on Bob Saget's show, Full House, they were little kids. I mean, they could only be there for a short time and someone say, you know, go and grab Mary Kate. And I go, how the hell can I tell which one is which one? They were identical twins. And I remember Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen when they, you know, one of them, the one that would come to the set to be used for filming was the one that didn't have dirty diapers. I mean, you know, but Saget was funny, and he could be dirty, and they had to watch that because, like I said, they gave Saget, Coulier, and Stamos their own room, their own green room area, so they could, you know, because they had to behave around those kids all the time.
Right.
And they would just want to let loose, and, you know, that. But Saget was funny, ha-ha funny. Howard Hessman was not. Howard Hessman was a professionally trained actor. Did all that stuff in New York, you know, and, you know, when anybody comes from New York, acting schools in Strasbourg and all that, you know, they want to be thought of as a serious actor. Well, I don't think he ever was a serious actor, but he took it very seriously, and he was a perfectionist, and he didn't care too much for people that were just goofing around or anything like that, and but he was always very nice. He was always very nice to me personally, and I worked with him for close to almost 4.5-5 years, I'd say.
Yeah. Wow. So when you were on Head of the Class, did you know that was going to be that kind of a hit, and it was going to be around for as long as it was?
Well, it was around for yes and no. I mean, it was pretty well written, and the directors and the writers and the producers were very experienced guys, and so you could tell that. I was with the show from literally the pilot through the 5 years. And then the reason it ended is, this is something unique in Hollywood, but we didn't end because we had bad ratings. We were still a top 20 show after 5 years, but there was such a large number of cast, they couldn't afford everybody anymore. Howard Hessman had left. Robin Givens was a huge star because she had married Mike Tyson and became an instant millionaire. And there were a lot of them that were, and you want to know something very, very unique and funny? The one that played Brian Robbins, the actor who played on the show, the one that was like the imitation Fonzie with the black jacket and the
yeah.
leather jacket and all that stuff. He's now the president of Paramount.
Wow.
He went behind the scenes, and he did that show Arliss for a while, and he did several other things. And, I mean, just totally different. I'm telling you, the years, I mean, he was like the imitation Fonzie, and now he's like, you know, bald and 55, and he's the head of Paramount.
Wow, time changes things, that's for sure.
Yeah.
This is so interesting. And like I said, when you came on, now you're the Vice President, West Coast Operations, iHeart Media and Premier Networks. And so, of course, there's an interest, obviously, in what happened in football and in L.A. There you are in L.A. Boy, it certainly looked like the Rams were not going to pull it out, but they did, and now it's now you're hosting the Super Bowl in 2 weeks. What's the reaction in Los Angeles?
Well, the reaction in Los Angeles is you just waited for porn star Jimmy to make a mistake, which he did. And I don't say that lightly. You know why that's his nickname out here. He dated a porn star. And he went around all over Hollywood with her. And people were like, really? You have millions and you can't, like, even, you know, go to Tinder or something? But porn star Jimmy did make the interception at the end. You have to feel for Matthew Stafford. You have to feel, you know, happy for Matthew Stafford. And we're very tight. And so, you know, my affiliation is I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan. And so I don't really care one way or the other. I'm not a Rams fan. If I had to choose between the Rams and the Chargers, I'd probably choose the Chargers with Justin Herbert. I loathe Sean McVay. I think he is the most narcissistic coach I've ever seen in my life. Can you honestly tell me, can I ask you an honest question, Casey Lane?
Yes, you can.
Does he keep that god darn play card in front of his face? He really thinks someone is trying to read his lips to say what he's calling for the play, and he keeps that in front of his face, and Kyle Shanahan does the same thing, like they're the two most narcissistic coaches in the entire NFL. Nobody cares what your play call is, Sean McVay. Oh, God, I can't stand Sean McVay. A lot of people in LA can't stand Sean McVay. And another thing, there is a rule in life. You know, you've got to be honest. Does anybody out there really think Sean McVay eats Campbell's chunky soup? Really? Please. The last I knew, the guy doesn't do anything but Nobu, which stands for, you know, Celebrityville in Malibu.
He's all about the whole celebrity thing. Absolutely, I agree with you. Narcissistic.
Oh my god!
Made some bungled plays.
A lot of grease on the sidelines between him and Kyle Shanahan. You could deep fry Mickey D. Fry. I mean, the guy is like trying to be some pinup doll on the side, but I'm telling you, I just want to go, Kate. I just want to go and rip that play card off of his face.
Yeah, I agree. But, you know, the Walrus does that too. So Andy Reid does that for the Chiefs, and he's old school, but it's so bizarre. I don't
know. Stupid too.
That's, you know, crazy.
If you look at the reality of it, if somebody literally read their lips, by the time they got it to that person, got it to the sideline, you'd be forced down, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Take the cards off your face, you moronic idiots. You look stupid.
Yeah, yeah. So here's a question, Elliot. Listen. We got a couple minutes left. Who's going to win, Rams or the Bengals?
I'm pulling for the Bengals.
Yeah, me too. I like Joe.
You got to pull for Joey Cool.
Yeah.
But can I give him one piece of advice? Please don't bring your diamond necklace to L.A. because someone will rip it right off your neck, honey. You go around saying it's real diamond. This is South Central L.A. in Inglewood, okay? Go ahead. Bring your JB9 diamond necklace and see how long you have it. Because you know what? They don't care if they take your neck with it.
You're terrible. You are so jaded. I love Joe. I have ties to Ohio. Go Bengals. Annie, thanks so much for coming on.
You're welcome, Kate. Bye-bye.
Yep. And I like Joe. If he wants to wear a necklace, wear a necklace. He's awesome. Stay with us.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is such a powerful story. I want everyone to pay attention to this, and I really want you to go and get this book, Losing My Identity. Maggie Matthews joins us, and what do you do when your world suddenly that was so perfect is shattered, and shattered in a way you cannot imagine? Maggie, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you, Kate. It's lovely to speak to you.
So tell us about your story and what happened to you.
My story is I was a victim of domestic violence with my two children. We had a perfect family life with a successful business, and my husband started taking drugs. He became a heroin addict, and as the drugs became more heavier in his life, so did his behavior. He became darker, he became more violent and more aggressive. And then one night when he was coming around to see the children, he decided to put me in a bedroom and beat me up and rape me with the children next door, and then keep us hostage in our house for 5 days. We weren't allowed to go out, we weren't allowed to see anyone, and we weren't allowed to talk about it. And then my son went to school, and he told the school what had happened, and the school said that I weren't allowed to take the children home. So the police were called, and from then on, we went into a refuge in the middle of the night, driving, not knowing where we were going, or where we were going to, who we were going to be with, who was going to protect us. And we ended up in one refuge where we had just one room to ourselves with bunk beds and a single bed. And we had to share a kitchen and we had to share a bathroom. And we couldn't go out at all. We couldn't even do our own shopping. We just had to stay in one room. And obviously the children were affected by this even more because they didn't have the freedom. They couldn't go to school. And we were just in one room, in one house. So this lasted for about 6 to 8 weeks. And then I took the decision to leave the refuge against everyone's advice because it wasn't safe. But I felt the children needed to get back to a 9-to-5 routine and be able to go to school and to be able to live their lives again. So I rented accommodation in a totally different area, and we got over the trauma and the nightmares through having counselling and having healing, and we managed to get our lives back on track very, very slowly. We were very close. We didn't leave each other's side. The children didn't ever want to leave me. And we ended up sleeping in a bed together for about a year because they were too scared to be in beds by themselves. So the trauma affected us for a very, very long time. But we've got over it now, and we're a very strong unit.
Yeah, well, I love the fact that what you did, and so powerful to, of course, help yourself and help your children. So worried about your children. And just, I can't imagine how shocking, you know, trying to process this, being worried about the kids, and how shocking it was for you because you didn't have that kind of life. You were running a business together. Everything was great. And you had no idea that was happening.
No, I didn't. Everyone said we were the perfect family. Oh. We had a beautiful brand new house. We're having 2 or 3 holidays a year. We had holiday homes abroad. Everything was just absolutely wonderful and perfect. And just because somebody introduced him to the drugs because he was basically overworked and exhausted, but he wouldn't rest because he was a workaholic. That simple just taster session one day turned into a lifetime of being a heroin addict, and it totally changed our lives forever and turned our lives upside down.
Yeah. And then, so perfect name for the book, of course, Losing My Identity, which Maggie's book, you need to read it, where you can get even more of the details of how do they get through to the other side. And what was the breakthrough for you? When did you know when you're in therapy that, okay, this is working, I can put this away and I can still have a wonderful life and move forward?
I think I did it for the children. The children kept me going all the time. I knew I had to get through it. I knew I had to be strong. And I knew that I wasn't ever going to be controlled again or to be told what I can and can't do, because I wanted my freedom back and freedom for the children and for them to be strong individuals and not have any fear of relationships or life. So I had to be strong. I had to get through it. I had to be courageous, and I wasn't going to let that control ever control me again, from whether it's inside or outside. So I just knew that I had to keep fighting, and you get this burning sensation inside you that makes you just go on, and you're just so determined to get through it. You're just so determined to get through it, basically for the children, and set an example to them that what happened was not right, and it shouldn't happen to anybody.
Absolutely. It shouldn't happen to anyone. Let's talk about what you do now because of that.
Right. Yes, I'm a bereavement and grief counselor as well, and obviously a hypnotherapist and a Reiki healer. And it was the hypnotherapy and the healing that actually helped me to get through it, because it helped me to change my thought process of who I was and living in the past and being able to overcome and release the fears, to be stronger, to be more independent, and to not let outside circumstances control who I was. But you are the person you are from within. And if you've got a good thought process, if you're positive thinking, if you're happy, calm, and relaxed, then it has a positive effect on your mental state and emotional state. And basically, you can overcome anything. Everyone's got the power within them, and that's what everyone needs to know.
Yeah, and you showed that certainly, and your kids too as well. You must be incredibly proud of them. How are they doing now as adults?
They are amazing. They are absolutely amazing. I am so proud of them. They have come through this so well, so much better than I expected, and they've got families of their own. and they appreciate being parents, and they are so loving, and we are still very strong, close-knit unit, which is amazing.
Yeah, and you can get Losing My Identity on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. What do you hope people listening to our conversation take away from your book when they read it?
I want them to take away that there's always life after trauma. It takes a lot of time and a lot of being kind to yourself, learning to love yourself again, which is very hard when you go through any trauma or any abuse, and learning to forgive yourself and to forgive the person that's done it to you. Because I carried a lot of guilt for a long time, thinking I should have done this, I should have done that, I should have been stronger, I felt weak, I felt pathetic, I should have stood up to him and stopped it. But you're not in control of your emotions at that time, or the physical strength that somebody else has got, or their mindset. And when somebody's in a mindset of anger, it's very hard to be able to stop that. So you've got to learn to forgive yourself that you did what you could at that time to keep yourself and the children safe, and be able to move forward, you know, loving yourself and forgiving yourself and everyone around you, and to bring peace into your life and clarity.
Yeah, such a powerful book. There's no question about it. And what a gift to the world. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Kate. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Wow. Listening to Maggie Matthews' story, so sad. You think of domestic violence and some of what we've seen that's happened in the pandemic. You just had a big story about Manchester United striker Mason Greenwood, who now has Nike suspending their relationship with him after all these allegations of domestic violence that are starting to emerge against the 20-year-old England player who's a superstar. And Nike said, we're deeply concerned by the disturbing allegations, and we're going to continue to closely monitor the situation. On Sunday, the Premier League club said Greenwood would not return to training or playing matches until further notice. What happened was detectives are speaking to him. He's being held on suspicion of rape and assault of a woman. The woman is his girlfriend, and his girlfriend is somebody who posted on social media. You know, she accuses him of domestic violence. She posted on social media photos of what appear to be her lip bleeding and bruises to her body. She has since taken down the post. That happened over the weekend. But there was a series of photos and audio recordings alleging what had happened. Greenwood's girlfriend is a social media influencer, Harriet Robson, and that's where all of that came from. But what the detectives say is, we remind people to avoid any commentary or sharing of images that could compromise the victim's right to lifelong and being anonymous, or risk prejudicing a live investigation with active proceedings. So he was, like I said, a pretty big star. We'll see where all that ends up. But there is no place for domestic violence, that's for sure. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Nate the Great for his fine work on the technicals. It is 2022. We are at the end of January, bouncing into February. Hard to believe it. Time flies. Make it count. You're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.